Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. On a Thursday, April 21st, with Ryan Hollins, I'm Doug Gottlieb, and Ryan, man, what a day we have in store for sports fans. What a night we had. You had a huge story in college basketball as Jay Wright kind of surprisingly announced his retirement. Hey, that sandwiched around a Joel Embiid 3, where the Philadelphia 76ers take a 3-0 lead on the Toronto Raptors. And then, of course, the series that most of us are enthralled by is Celtics-Nets, which wasn't terribly close late as the Celtics take a commanding 2-0 lead. They win both of their home games and they return home. So we got a lot to get to, plus the Bulls upset the Bucks. We have an injury in the Bucks series, so we got some NBA to talk about. We still have the Debo Samuel trade demands, although he has a weird tweet that he took down. So we got football to talk about. Shohei Ohtani, amazing for the Angels, a little baseball. But let's start in the NBA, and obviously all year you covered the Rockets. You've covered the league, played in the league. What do you think led? I mean, like, look, the story is Kevin Durant didn't make a shot from the field in the second half, and Kyrie Irving's like never had the ball in the fourth quarter, and the Celtics come from 17 down to win. What happened, Ryan Hollins?
Doug, the one thing I've always said in terms of the Boston Celtics that they got away from when Kyrie came is they are really good when they are locked in defensively. That's their identity. And midway through this season, you know, with the Schroeder and Tice trade, they got back to that, okay, lockdown, defend, believe in that side of the ball, and now the offense comes. They're bought in on defending Kevin Durant. They're bought in on, you know, showing bodies to Kyrie Irving. And as explosive as those guys are, it has to be that way. But there wasn't, like, think about that bubble moment where Smart kind of called out his teammates, you guys aren't working hard, you guys aren't committed, you're thinking about scoring the basketball. That's the biggest difference I see, Doug. And I want to ask you this, and this is my second thing. When you look at the Nets, because obviously no Joe Harris, but their writing is on the wall. They could use that 6'9 guy who can attack the rim and create shots for others to make things easy. Heck, at this point, they could use a James Harden, because now you're just seeing, and anybody can, hey, man, show walls and bodies to Kevin Durant. Make him a playmaker. Make him put the basketball on the floor. Look at Kyrie Irving. Make him have to score. Make things tough. They need somebody to relieve pressure. And I don't know what state Ben Simmons is going to come back in, but they need Ben Simmons, man.
Oh, no question. I mean, the team is built to where, you know, the team is built. And this is the problem with top-heavy teams, right? But also this team, right? You struggle to find places to put Seth Curry, to put Patty Mills, to put enough shooting, because at the other end, they just can't hide those guys, right? And then offensively, if you don't have those guys in because you're trying to be better defensively to cover for Kyrie and just to give you overall size and switchability, well, now that means those guys can't score. This, for Kevin Durant, it reminds me of what frustrated him in Oklahoma City. Mm. Right? When he was in Oklahoma City, he was playing, you know, he just wanted to show he's the best one-on-one player in the league. If you give him space, there's nothing you can do. And he had some good looks even in the fourth quarter where there wasn't help there. But it's that you get worn down and beat down by the fact that there's just hands and arms and bodies everywhere. I completely agree with you, Ryan, on what's happening. This is a question. Okay, so Kyrie, it wasn't just that he wasn't making shots in the first three quarters. Like, he wasn't really involved and super engaged with the ball in the fourth quarter. And I can't tell if he's tired. You know, he is fasting for Ramadan. Like, look, you're allowed to do it, but that's got to be hard to play basketball at this level. Is he pouting because of the fine? Although Steve Nash had his back and said, I don't care. He had 39 points. I don't care what he says. Right. Which is all you need to say. Why do you think he didn't have the ball in the fourth quarter? It was just all KD one-on-one.
Doug, they hadn't been here before. Not that those two guys aren't world champs. They hadn't been here together.
Yeah.
So, Doug, you know it. Any good team you've played on or played against, what are we doing down the stretch? You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. I know when I was in Boston, we needed a bucket. It was Paul and KG in a pick and roll. When I play with the Clippers, we're going 1-4, BG setting the screen, Chris is going to come off and create something. Like, every team knows what's their deal. What is their go-to? There isn't a go-to right there, right now. Necessarily for the Nets. They don't know one-two pick and roll, 1-3 pick and roll between you and KD, step up screen. Hey, like you mentioned, how do we use Curry? How do we use Patty Mills? How do we get those guys mixed into the lineup? And that's why my big focus is Ben Simmons. And maybe Ben's not the fourth quarter guy, but through the first three quarters, if he's getting you available shots, if he's making life easy on you, because as I'm watching Kevin Durant, life is not easy on KD right now. They're making him work. And there's something happening that to me is real intriguing from my time playing against KD. So when I was with the Clippers, Chris had a lot of success on Kevin Durant because he just climbed up under him.
Yeah.
He got under his dribble, yeah, and he made life tough on him. When I cover the Clippers, there's a game everybody remembers. He was with the Warriors. And Patrick Beverley just got under KD. He fought through screens. He warred through stuff. He was, you know, he was in his Patrick Beverley bag. He was talking, you know, screaming to the crowd. That's the whole moment. Remember, he shoved him down. There was a whole deal.
Didn't that lead to I'm Kevin Durant?
Yeah. Now you see where I'm going with this, Doug.
Yeah.
So now, if you're Kevin Durant, the one thing I know that I'm going to see from his adjustment is he's going to run the floor. He's going to catch and shoot. He's going to come off pin downs. He's going to be posting up off the elbow a little tighter. But my question to you, this looks a little different because I'm seeing it done with size. Grant Williams is doing it. Tatum and Brown are taking turns on him. Anybody who's guarding Kevin Durant, these aren't the little gnats that are 6 feet tall. The referees are allowing the bigger players to get more physical and get into him. I don't know if this is a factor. I don't know if the game is going to be called differently because, hey, if KD goes to the line 20 times, which he easily could have with a different whistle, this is going to be a different series.
Well, he did go. He almost went 20 times last night, didn't he?
I mean, let me check it out. Kevin, yeah, no, it was correct. He went 20 times. And he still didn't get a good look, so I guess that is the MO. So you're right.
The point, and I don't want to get too in the weeds for people who are like they just woke up and they just had their coffee. What? Pin Downs and Ryan Hollins, Doug Gottlieb, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. But the point is, and this is, look, this is what the brilliance to Steph Curry is. That Steph Curry is better without the ball than he is with the ball. He's great with the ball.
Yes.
But what happens is when somebody has the basketball and you have a great player, in this case, two great players playing without the basketball, it's really hard to pay attention to the ball and then pay attention to what's going on with those other guys. That's where they need Ben Simmons, right? That's where you need somebody else. And Simmons has the size. And then when they... And I think that's the adjustment, right? When you have a little guy on you, that's when you can just take in the post and put a hand up and Debo guys and just say, I'm just bigger and better. When you have big guys, you got to move them.
Yep.
Because as good as Grant Williams is when he catches the ball, Grant Williams isn't used to catching to guarding him off of pin downs. Like, that's not what he's probably never done that in his life. Like, that's not what he does. And so I would guess that's like a reasonable adjustment, but they need a trigger man there. And they're, and you know, Kyrie is not really a trigger man. Kyrie's a scorer who can pass. Patty Mills is not really a trigger man. And those guys are little. But I agree with that idea. Look, we're going to find out if Steve Nash can coach. That's really, we're going to find out if Steve Nash can coach, if they can make some adjustments, and if Kyrie and KD are willing to be coached. That's the other kind of element to it. All right, there's a bunch I want to get to. Like, I want to do the Philadelphia thing or whatever, but you've been in these NBA series. How much carryover, like, 2-0, is that a death knell? Like, do the Nets think they're done? Does it feel, should the Celtics be that confident, or is it just two games? Like, what's it really, really like?
Here's the thing. You're going back and you're saying they did what they're supposed to. If you're up 2-0, you did what you're supposed to do. You took care of home. Or you say, hey, man, I got to go and I got to play the spoiler role if you lost it. And that's the mentality, you know, like 2-0 is not the death blow. And I remember when I was in Dallas, we got up 2-0, if I'm not mistaken, or it was 1-1. We won one. It was 1-1. We stole one on the road. We were the 7 seed. San Antonio was the 2 seed. Tim Duncan, Manu, and those guys. And when we got back home, we knew how important game 4 was, and that's when I had the game of my life. I got paid the most money I'd ever seen. I had a big dunk on Tim Duncan, blah, blah, blah. But we knew if we took care of those two games, that was a difference maker because you're pretty much even when the home team takes care of home. You say, well, they did what they were supposed to do, and that's where, you know, a lot of times we talk about home court advantage, why that comes into play, and that's why that's such a big moment. But to answer your question, Doug, we're saying, dude, okay, now let's take care of our home. You got to see our fans.
I don't know, it's going to be interesting. I don't think the series is over. I do those that what happens though in series, like game one, the Nets, I don't know if they had it, but man, they had a great shot, up 3, 40 seconds to go, and you lose. You give up 2 layups, and you just look back and go, how different is the world if they close out that game? With Ryan Hollins, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. So then you have Joel Embiid stepping out and making threes, right? That's like every big guy's dream, making threes. The Sixers won in dramatic fashion. All NBA superstar centers shooting step back. He shoots a step back three to end of regulation, shoots a three, catch and shoot three to win in overtime. What do we make of Drake, the interaction, Joel Embiid, an MVP moment?
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Doug Gottlieb, Ryan Hollins, in for Dan the Danette, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. We'll get to Deebo Samuel and his trade request, which I don't believe was discussed yesterday, because that dropped mid morning yesterday. Mid morning. We'll talk some Deebo Samuel coming this hour. Plus, next hour, Jay Wright retires as Villanova head coach, the Hall of Famer, who, of course, took Villanova not just to 2 NCAA championships, but even the Final Four this year, where they lost to eventual national champion Kansas, and without one of their best players in the game. What led to it? But let's dig back into the NBA. Ryan Hollins, of course, in addition to being able to hear him on Fox Sports Radio, you've been able to hear him call all year the Houston Rockets games. So, dude knows, lives, eats, breathes, sleeps the league when you call all 82 for an NBA game. And, of course, he played in the NBA for a long time. I always thought Embiid's the most talented guy in the league. Talented guy. It's funny. We're speaking of coaches. My first time laying eyes on Joel Embiid, it was they actually lost to San Diego State. It was in the fall. So these coaches have, Bill has a, like a, what's it called? Like a not a celebrity camp. He has a fantasy camp, and the fantasy camp was, I mean, honestly, it's a way to pay your players a little extra money there. And it's like a 3-day weekend. It's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the way it works out, and I don't know if people know this, there's like a subculture of men, like, I don't know, 150 guys that play in these fantasy camps. And they actually have rankings. And so they show up and they play, and then you have like quote unquote coaches, and the coaches at Bill's fantasy camp are like me, my boy Miles Simon, who's with the Lakers now, Fran Fraschilla, other broadcasters would get a chance. We'd all have a team. Some would be, you know, Jerry Wainwright, like who was the head coach at DePaul and other places as well. I think he was head coach at Richmond. Anyway, then we'd like have a draft. That was fun. Then you have teams, you'd coach them a little bit. You basically play a tournament, and then within it you have a gala one night, you go over to Bill Self's house one night. Anyway, we go in the gym and there's big Joel Embiid, who, you know, he was in a school at Gainesville, Florida. And I said, "How good is he? How good is the big kid, Bill?" He's like, "He's a Hall of Famer." I was like, "Come on, man." He's like, "I've never seen any." He's like, "That's what a Hall of Famer looks like when he's 18 years old." It's like, he doesn't know about diet. He doesn't know about a lot of stuff. He's like, but he's a Hall of Famer. And now he's putting it all together. Plus, he's got this gigantic personality. Okay? Big to big, like, what is the Joel Embiid experience speak to you?
You know, it's funny. When I was in the league, that was that span where he sat for 2 years. I think a lot of people forget he went to Philly and he sat, and they just wanted to get him right. And that was the... We kind of didn't know what he was. I know I played with Luke Richard and Mbah Amute at UCLA, mm-hmm. Cameroonian product, and he kind of brought him up, and we're like, okay, that's Luke's guy. But when I watch him play, he has freakish footwork and coordination. He moves like if you put Joel Embiid in a drill with point guards, he would do every drill as synchronized, if not better, than the guards, NBA guards on the floor. You put him in the post, he has that same footwork, and he just has a basketball creativity that you don't find at the five. I guess if you want to compare it somewhat, maybe this is a little bit of a, and don't get crazy when I say this. My Rockets family, I know they're going to hear me when I say this, and I think you know where I'm going with this, Doug. Hakeem's footwork. Yeah. But Hakeem was more refined. Hakeem was like, "I'm gonna give it to you like this, this, and this."
Yeah,
his basketball imagination is too too much at times, right?
Well, here's what people forget about Hakeem Olajuwon. Okay, we all watch highlights now and we think dream shake Hakeem Olajuwon.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't what he was like when he was at Houston in college. Okay, he wasn't. Hakeem came over. And I forget the coach's name. He learned how to dunk because there was some small little coach who brought him over that had to jump off a chair to show him, right? But he was in college. He was a shot blocker dunker, okay. And he worked. He's an unbelievable worker, and he used that natural soccer coordination and footwork, and every year added something to it where he became. I mean, I think everybody who played in the NBA is like, if there's a guy who's the best low post scorer in terms of movement, variety of moves,
yes,
fluidity, I mean, it's Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yes.
So here's where I completely agree with you. If you take that fluidity of movement and then you put it in a player who develops an outside game as well, because the sport is so different now. And people always ask, like, well, why don't you just stand down there and post up? Like, they don't call any fouls when you post up.
No.
It's hand-to-hand combat. And it's, no matter how big and strong you are, it's really hard. Like, if they want low post scoring to return the NBA, just call some fouls. Like,
yep.
Right? I mean,
yep.
That's basically it. So, and now, look, end of regulation, he shoots a step back and you know, all old school coaches, why don't you get him the ball in the post? Like, it's hard. But man, he's the part about him that you just wonder how it works in the NBA Finals is he's always had this kind of don't care, roll off my back attitude. Like, he cares, but he doesn't care so much that missing a shot builds up with him for the next shot. Like, he just goes. He just doesn't have that give a you know what gene, and he just keeps going. Like, and oh yeah, by the way, like, we got to give credit where it's due. There are plenty of people who have put on these headsets, who have talked about Doc Rivers, who think the guy can't coach. And now his teams have blown 3-1 lead. That's happened. But that was a beautiful play, an absolutely beautiful play, to get him a wide-open shot. And all things considered, that James Harden had fouled out. James Harden looks like he doesn't look like himself. We'll get to that in a second. But so far, so good. People were declaring them dead before this series started. Now they're up 3-0.
Yeah. And here's the thing about Joel and about posting up on a block. If you're going to hit that last shot, you're not going to get. You can double team the block. You can get handsy. You can elbow. You can hold, and those calls aren't made. So I disagree with a lot of folk that say that Joel just has to stay on the block. Yes, he's dominant. There are moments where, you know, look, man, I'm telling you, he's the MVP of the league in my mind. Out of all everyone that I saw, he's been unreal. But there are moments where he can float on the perimeter. But if he's going to be a guy that takes that last second shot like we saw, he has to do it on the perimeter. And, Doug, I know you say he's a guy that doesn't care, and I absolutely believe in what you're saying with that. That's his mindset. But I want to give you a situation where he does care, and I think what I saw last night was a man who hadn't forgotten. One thing that I know he cares about that has caused him to be a better player, when he was in Toronto, Kawhi Leonard sprints past him to the corner and hit that shot that sent him home, and he was in crocodile, boo-hoo, viral moment tears. And as a player – that tells me that changed him. He's a different man because of that. So if you tell me that he wasn't going to get the ball in his hands and bring this game home and break them boys' hearts and then go to Drake and say, talk my stuff now. I know it ain't over, but 3-0 is a dagger, okay? He did not forget. And I'm going to tell you that, Doug, he knew before that shot comes, because, Doug, you've been there as a player. You're like, I've been here before. No, no. We're not losing.
losing. And that's what the best. And when I say he doesn't care, please don't let people think that I mean he doesn't actually care. It's you have to have this gene where past failure doesn't eat you up so that you're tight about it, right?
Me and you didn't want to miss a shot and come out the game.
Correct. Correct. Playing with one eye in the court, one eye on the bench. Yeah. I don't know if I can take this one. And then the other one is, and this is like a real basketball moment, is when you see the guy who's already coming in for you, that's when you got to get one last shot up. You're like, man, can't take me out twice. Right? Can't take me out twice, but get one up. Gosh. But this is a completely different world than Joel Embiid, right? He just does not, the pressure, I don't think, bothers him. And sometimes a little bit too much so, where he has that same creativity down the stretch that you don't need. Like, dude, just use brute force. But in that case, catch and shoot. Like, what was amazing about that play was it was a mess. Right? He catches the ball. He takes a look at the game clock, and just then the defender pokes the ball away, and he gets it, and then he just kind of chucks it up. And luckily, Doc Rivers, you know, calls a timeout like 0.9 seconds in the shot clock. And I got Twitter opened up, and you see guy after guy. Why? What's the point? Why call timeout? Just go to double overtime, whatever. Then all of a sudden he hits the game when he shot. You're like, oh, that's why. Oh, there you go. This was Joel Embiid on the floor post game.
Joel, you've had some big shots in your career. Where does that one rank for you?
Obviously that's the best one. But the job is not done. We got one more. So we got to come back here in 2 days and, try to, beat them again.
When you guys called that timeout, was that the exact play that was supposed to be run, or was it improvisation?
No, that was the play. Just get the ball to, me or whoever that was open. And we did that, and I'm glad we made a good play.
In the first half, they seemed to neutralize you. What did you do in the second half to open up?
Man, just being more aggressive. The first half, I was just floating around. I didn't really want the ball. And, coach really got on me, told me that, I'm the biggest dude out there. So just go out and dominate. So I had to do it.
You guys had 15 turnovers in the first half. What does it say about the resilience of this team? You go into overtime, you don't have James Harden, but you still come through.
We got to do a better job. We talked about it before we got here, that, we got to take care of the ball. I didn't do a good job today, so I got to do a better job next game. We allowed a few offensive rebounds, so we got to clean that up.
Finally, Joel, there's been the narrative of pressure on this team, but you guys are one game away. How do you close out this series?
Like I just mentioned, take care of the ball. Don't allow second chances. And just move the ball offensively, just play with each other and make plays.
Thank you, Joel.
Here's Doc Rivers after the game.
Then the last play, they ran it right. You still need Joel to make a fadeaway jump shot. It was really supposed to be deeper or two, but he said he felt like he can get out there. So good win for us. We'll take it.
You played for Doc, and, you know, lots of dudes in the media like to say things about Doc. What's that experience really like?
Nah, man, I love Doc as a coach, man. I had an absolute blast playing for him. He's a genius when it comes to X's and O's and relating to players. You know, he knows how to put you in your sweet spot, and it's funny hearing Joel say, hey, you're the biggest guy on the floor, go out and dominate. You know, Doc has a way with his words, and he understands how to get you motivated and going, but I love playing for Doc. He can draw plays. He's going to put you in the right spots. I'm a super, super detail-oriented guy. So when for me as a player, when I got details, details were good for me. I knew where my teammates were going to be. I knew my rules. I knew if I saw Ray or Paul go pin down for him, hey, I knew that if I was on the floor with KG, we could kind of interchange defensively. You know, Doc can bring out the best in you as a player. So I absolutely love that for him. But I knew with Joel just needed a little more order. Like I said, he has so much game. He got too much sauce. You know what I'm saying? Like Doc has the ability to be like, all right, Joel, we're going to work off the elbows now. We're going to work off the block. Okay, Joel, now we're going to put you in a trail spot and work. These are your options. You know, here's the freedom within your abilities to do what you need to do. And when you have great players, sometimes it's just putting them in situations where they can be great. And I think that's what we are seeing from Doc.
It's amazing. Amazing. You know, how the narrative by some and the reality of guys like you that played. Ryan Hollins, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan the Danettes. Doug Gottlieb, the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. with prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. You covering the Rockets, obviously James wasn't there all year, but he had been there, and you know the stories, and you've been in the league, and you played against him, and you've been around him. I don't know. Again, there's a guy, an incredible talent. When he was right, and I would say he was – had a team built around him in his prime. You can find guys that are as good an offensive weapon. I don't know if you find anybody who's actually better, right? But he does not seem the same. He just doesn't seem the same. Am I overvaluing what I've seen recently? And it's just a couple of games, or is he not the same guy with the years of coming in early with some weight, the hamstring issues, and just the attrition of all that ball dominance? Is he really the same guy?
Doug, here's the reality. The mental space that James Harden was in matched with his physical peak at that time, it's going to be hard to recreate. And James Harden was putting on performances that you are arguing he was the greatest offensive player we had ever seen. Like he was literally unguardable. And Doug, I'm going to ask you this real quick. And I just real quick as I go into this. On the scouting report, right? If I was like, hey, Doug, I want you to force a guy into a multiple dribbles and a step back contested three, what would coach say? Is that good defense or bad defense?
Good defense.
Great defense, right? Yeah. God bless him. We live with that. James Harden was beating the NBA with that shot, with those moves. He was in such a zone that we may never see again. And I'm going to compare James to one of his former teammates, Chris Paul, in a sense where I remember playing with Chris, and we were kind of seeing the element where Chris, you know, his knee wasn't quite right from New Orleans. You know, he had to fix some things nutritionally, but Chris had to redefine who he was as a player. He wasn't that same guy in New Orleans that can go out and get you 35, you know, 19 and five steals. You know what I'm saying? Chris had to change and say, play the smarter game. And we still, with the Clippers, needed Chris to be the takeover guy. And he played really good basketball in Houston, but Chris has redefined his game. I bring that up to say that I think James Harden is going to have to redefine who he is. And not to say that he can't have those Harden-like moments where he's hitting nine step backs in a row, there's no one to guard him, but I think he's going to have to redefine physically who he is. And when your mental and physical synchronize, it's a beautiful thing to see. And I think that James's mental or physical, they have to get back on the same page. To your point, we aren't seeing the same James Harden. Is it still there? Yes, but I think it's in a different form. Am I fair to say that maybe him and Embiid need to get more of a two-man game going? Maybe it's more point guard James Harden, and then the scoring comes. But James is so cerebral. I compare him to a counterpuncher, but just his reads aren't there in a way that we're used to seeing, and he's probably used to having them. Maybe it's rhythm. A lot of guys need the basketball in their hands. You know, I don't know if that's necessarily the answer, but I think James is going to go in and redefine himself, and we're just seeing that little, you know, that little newborn baby, the little ugly side of the baby that we hadn't seen in the beautiful side is maybe to come. You know, I can say to assume with a guy that is smart and is cerebral as James Harden.
I don't know. It's really hard for guys to play in a way in which they dominate the ball and then suddenly they don't dominate the ball. I do think, like, in theory, it's different with Embiid because Embiid can play pick and roll. Embiid can play in the post.
Yeah.
And so it is different. Whereas I never really understood how that Chris Paul Harden dynamic would work. And obviously Chris getting hurt changed. We didn't see what the top end looked like. But to me, it's more about, does he still have the burst, right? Like, I just, you know, that apparently was what blew away Kevin Durant. Was like, man, this guy is not the same athlete that he used to be. Now, granted, that's early in the season when he wasn't in shape. But when that thing goes, it's really hard to get back. Like, Paul Pierce, he didn't blow by guys ever. So it wasn't, right? Yeah. He just always found a way to get by people without some crazy, it was just footwork and angles and understanding and toughness of basketball or whatever. But, and James Harden understands those angles, but man, when you lose that burst, it's a completely different sport.
No, he's got to redefine his game. There's no question there. And you're right. You know, when you're young, you can stay out all night eating pizza. You know what I'm saying? And you kind of, like, you figure it out and you can do those things. But I definitely think, you know, you're right. He's got to redefine it, Doug. He's got to redefine it. A lot of guys can't do that.
All right. I want to get into this upcoming next. All right. So the Lakers fans are getting kicked in the nuts last night, right? Getting nuts, right? You're not playing. And Nick Nurse, they may get swept. He's not leaving Toronto. He's the coach of the Canadian national team. Like, I don't see him leaving Toronto. Maybe. But Alex Caruso doing every little thing down the stretch, right? He missed a corner jump shot, looked bad shooting. He's not a great shooter, although percentage-wise, obviously, he's dramatically improved, although this year there was regression. But I think, really, this is more regressing to the mean. He's not a particularly good shooter. But he does every other little thing, right? Last night was the perfect example of how could you let this guy walk when he wanted to play for less, right? Right? How could you let him walk when he wanted to play for less? And he's a guy who does all of the little things that no one was willing to do with the Lakers. Like, last night was a complete kick in the crotch. Complete kick in the crotch to the Lakers watching the Caruso late in that game as they beat down the Bucks. And, oh yeah, by the way, who's guarding Giannis in the fourth quarter? That would be Alex Caruso.
Look, man. Sometimes you don't appreciate the middle class workers, right? The guys who take out the trash, the guys who show up every day, the guys who, you know, have to wait for the shot to swing to take the shot. And in my mind, you know, when I was able to see the Lakers and we saw them this year, their middle class was gone. And I think they had really banked on, you know, Taylor Horton Tucker and Kendrick Nunn to be that. And you really saw injuries. You didn't see Nunn pretty much the whole season. And that was a big part that devastated the Lakers. Yeah. You know, KCP was consistent. Caruso was – those guys were available. And sometimes the best ability, you know it, Doug, is availability. So those two are really good. but they just did a lot of the dirty work. And LeBron has always been good, in my opinion, when you put defensive-minded teams around him. They cover for the mistakes. They dive on the loose floor. You know, they do those little things. And I think that you missed that element defensively, losing those two guys and then not having the health of the guys who were supposed to be there.
He's Ryan Hollins. I'm Doug Gottlieb. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna quickly turn to football upcoming next. Okay? 49ers star wide receiver Deebo Samuel wants out. But does he only want to be a wide receiver? Is that what he really means? We'll get to that next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb, Brian Hollins, in for Dan of the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Fox Sports Radio here on a Thursday. Hope you're having a great day, a better day than San Francisco 49ers fans who yesterday woke up to the news that Deebo Samuel, which you know it had been kind of building, he in fact had gone to the organization and asked for a trade. And, you know, the progression of events were you go back to last week and on Instagram, there was the, you know, if it's not, doesn't start with a 25, like let's, you know, then it's not a discussion. Obviously, guys coming into the fourth year of a deal. Remember, he's a second round draft pick. Here's how those contracts work. Okay. They're not up for renegotiation until this offseason. And he made very little his first 3 years, a couple million dollars. This year he'd make, I think, $4.7 million, which would push him into the sevens for his overall career. So it's not like he's walking around with a bunch of money where if he doesn't play this year, don't worry, I got millions. But he's still made some money. I thought the big thing, Ryan, was it's not about the money, it's about the role. He doesn't want to be a running back. He doesn't want to be a slot. He just wants to be a wide receiver. To me, that's saying it's about money, right? It's not just the old adage, if they say it's not about the money, it's always about the money. That tends to be true. But it's the reason he wants to be seen as a wide receiver only is the longevity of that position, but more than anything, the money. Wide receivers now are, some of these new deals are over $20 million per year. And I the idea that Kyle Shanahan, who uses him perfectly, somehow uses him wrongly because it beats his body up, like everybody will take a beating if you're getting paid or overpaid to do so. I think it just comes down to that.
Here's the truth, though, Doug. What he's realizing is his position. As an NFL player, unless you're a quarterback, when you get, like, you got to get paid now. Like he can't, like, Deebo Samuels, he realizes he can't wait. And by the way, Doug, I am a 49er fan. I'm a big Deebo fan. He knows that the way that he played with his production, he was in some ways, you know, he was more valuable than the quarterback. And there are not a lot of players offensively. Maybe you can argue some defensively. Aaron Donald may be more valuable than the quarterback. He is more valuable than the quarterback because Jimmy Garoppolo just had to do his job, and which is get Deebo the ball. And he didn't even have to throw it to Deebo. So sometimes you hand the ball off to him. So he understood he was more valuable than the quarterback, Doug. And he knows, I can't come in and play the same way. Because the only thing that's going to happen, Doug, is his value goes down. He looked over at his guy Tyreek Hill. He said, huh, dang, Reek really got out from Mahomes? He really got out from the Chiefs because he had to get the bag. Tyreek knew he couldn't wait. Tyreek knew he's a 4-2 guy, all right? How long is he going to be a 4-2 guy? What's he going to look like without Mahomes? And Mahomes just got the bag. So Tyreek is like, are they going to be willing to give me the same type of bag? Miami will. And he moved on. So Deebo is looking at, and he's understanding, like you said, Doug, man, I have to maximize what's going on here. And I think it started with the NBA, Doug, because our NBA guys demand the money. They want to move. They want to play where they want to play. And the NFL players are starting to realize their value in the moments when they need to speak up and they need to reach out. And Deebo knows he's the most valuable player on the 49ers right now. It's not the quarterback, and he may not even be certain what Trey Lance is going to be.
I honestly think that's overthinking it. I do, in terms of the Niners have like five dudes that you put them on any team in the league and they're big time football players, right? On the defensive side, you got Fred Warner, Nick Bosa.
Yep.
Like those guys are legit. Trent Williams, George Kittle, and you got Deebo, right? Like they have a good overall talent base, but those guys are great football players. The issue that Debo's running into, that Terry McLaurin's running into, that A.J. Brown is running into is, and this is a lot like Tyreek Hill, where when you're not drafted in the first round, the way your contract works, you ain't making nothing until year four. Okay, year five is when you're going to make more money. It just is. The question becomes, the holdout thing sounds great, but you're not a free agent. They're not a free agent. They're under contract for a year. So and all of those guys were found outside of the first round and were getting ready for the NFL draft where, look, do I think there's another Deebo Samuel out there? Hell no, there's not another Deebo Samuel out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's scouts out there that can convince themselves, well, maybe I can draft two guys that'll be as good as one Deebo. Look, my thing is I think so much of your success in life is about finding a place that suits you, right? That whether it's a relationship or a job or a school, you got to find the right fit. And then just, and everything else will work out. He's got the right fit. He's got a play caller who gets him, who wants to use him, an organization that I'm sure likes him and wants to give more money. They just don't want to pay him top of the market because he has been all beaten up. And to not want to do, like, well, I don't want to be a running back. But dude, that's what's great about you. You can do things other people cannot. And the question is, where in between getting paid top of the market and where you are now is a landing place that you can live with? Because, look, you may be able to get top of the market, but it's not going to be in San Francisco. Yeah. It's just not. Because if they were going to pay him top of the market, they would have paid him top of the market already.
And here's the thing, too, Doug, from the player's perspective. If you trade for me, you got to pay me.
Well, yeah.
You want me. Yeah. You commit a first-round pick, you're committing. And that's the big thing that Debo understands, and I think he absolutely sees, and his people see, and it's like it's a calculated move. But you're right. San Francisco's not going to have top. There's too many guys that are going to have to pay or shuffle around to do it. And like you said, they probably know the knickknacks and the injuries.
Yeah. But on the other hand, they do have Trey Lance, so they don't have to pay a quarterback once they get rid of Garoppolo. Huge retirement news in college basketball. We'll get to it next, the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.